This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was in Switzerland, there were the Swiss national flags all over the place, lining the streets. You saw the Swiss flag. When I was in Germany, same thing. Amsterdam. Well, Holland. Italy. You saw the flags everywhere. When I was in Israel, saw the Israeli flag. Yet in America, I'm just blown away by how there's controversy over people displaying the flag, let alone kids. So y'all remember East Central High School in Indiana, where senior Cameron Blasek, I guess, put an American flag on the back of his Dodge pickup. Good for him. Well, if you remember, they asked him to remove it. Why? Because it was offensive to some. You're in Indiana. Offensive to Americans? Come on. The boy, the high school senior, said the flag itself represents his country. This beautiful country that we live in. It also represents the people who fought their lives for it. And I think that it's a really hard thing to talk about, but I think it's a big thing. Well, the 17-year-old had fastened a flag to his truck earlier this summer, had drove it to school. It abides by the U.S. flag code, so it wasn't an adulterated American flag. You know, it was an American flag. And he was pulled aside by his counselor and vice principal, and they told him he had to remove the flag. It was a violation of school rules, an American flag. School officials told him it could lead to other students flying flags that are, quote, seen as offensive. Now, when we heard about this, we're like, are you kidding me? Just really? The boy said he was shocked. He said, I read through the 2023-2024 handbook, and the word flag wasn't even mentioned in the parking lot or driving section. The only section it's mentioned in is the flag twirling section. So he didn't remove his flag. Good job. The following day, others showed up to the parking lot with American flags in their vehicles. Huge support. He was shocked by that. He was pretty cool. So Friday afternoon, Principal Tom Black sent a note to parents to offer clarifications and address recent concerns and confusions. And he said, I am pleased to inform you that we are allowing the display of the U.S. flag by students in the parking lot. This has been reported by WCPO. And the principal clarified that no high school staff, member, or administrators stated or insinuated that the U.S. flag was offensive, nor has there ever been a complaint received about the U.S. flag. He said, the U.S. flag is displayed in the front of our school and in every classroom. We begin each day with the Pledge of Allegiance. We do not consider the U.S. flag offensive. Well, then good. But then why did somebody tell the boy to remove the flag? They said, Friday morning, after consulting with other administrators, we determined that we would allow the U.S. flag to be displayed and would prohibit other flags if they were deemed to be offensive. Now, the school did not immediately respond to a follow-up question about whether a rule prohibiting flags is in the handbook and why the student was given a reminder on Thursday. And they said there's no plan to change your handbook. But wasn't there another issue in another school where somebody had a flag on their truck and they were told to take it down? apparently a YouGov poll from 2022 says 49% of Democrats have a positive view of the American flag compared to Republicans, 83%. And this blows my mind because this is, we're in America. And if you've ever been to other countries, you would come back to America and kiss the ground, understanding the safety, the freedoms that we have. I mean, wow. We are in the best country in the world, in the universe. And how do we show support? How do we unify? Well, we put up a flag. If you time traveled back to the 1950s, and you know, you said, look, we're not allowed to do the flag, and there are people that don't like the flag, and they'll be like, what the hell are they talking about? I tell them to go back to their country. No, they actually were born in America. I mean, the shock on people's faces. Any World War II veteran, World War I veteran, Revolutionary War veteran, War of 1812, Korean, Vietnam, any of our veterans are probably just in absolute shock, whether they're in heaven or on this planet, seeing how people treat the flag. And the big thing, the big mistake we made as Americans is giving in to this offensive. We could be anti-racism, anti-discrimination, all for equity, which we should be. I mean, nobody should be tolerating racism and discrimination. But somewhere, somebody changed the narrative and said, if you have a flag, then you are being racist or you are being discriminatory. We live in America, for crying out loud. I was at a store and there were two people looking at something and somebody said, oh, why don't you do a flag? And they go, oh, no. I don't want people thinking I'm Republican. The flag is American. It's not Republican. The Republicans don't own the flag. It's not Democrat. It's everybody. Or just, it's not exclusive to one group. But somebody decided to change the narrative and teach kids that if you have a flag, you are going to be called out as being, you know, MAGA. What? And by the way, who cares? You support Trump? Good for you. You support Biden? Good for you. We're Americans. The whole purpose of America is to be able to support, right, who we believe in. Right. Well, thank God. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, one message we have, actually, it's been a very common question, but another one I recently got is how they had a telemedicine doctor who was ruder than rude and rushed to get them off the phone, didn't want to answer his questions, didn't seem to care. And he wanted me to talk about some of the bedside manner of physicians, how to overcome it. You know, he almost felt like that the doctor was mad at him. So I talked to you guys about, I'm honest, I know there are some real jerks out there. I've seen it. I've seen patients be nice and the doctor's just burned out or had a bad day or he's just a jerk or she is a jerk. I've seen that. But I've also seen some patients who, oh my gosh, what is wrong with them? And the personalities are crazy. Now, I had one mom call in. asking for a medication. And unfortunately, she was on a medication that would severely interact. So I couldn't give her the particular medicine she wanted. So I recommended some other options and I urged that she get checked out. Well, then she had her daughter call, and the daughter, when taking the same medication, major drug interaction, just starts yelling and ripping at me. The girl was only like 15 years old. And I'm like, excuse me? And she just starts being to me. And you know, when you work for a corporation, you can't say what you really want to say. Yeah. You know? I'd be like, okay, look, you little miss, you know, I would have, I'm like, oh, no. My father doesn't yell at me. No, you, there's no way I'm going to tolerate you speaking to me like that. Well, I was kind of stern, but I'm like, look, you know, we're just not allowed to hurt you. And taking those two medicines together can be a major drug interaction. But I mean, just rude as can be. And so, listen, it takes two to tango sometimes. But I do understand that there are some really, really bad personalities out there. And I've lectured to physicians about burnout. And I say, look, when you feel like you want to yell at your patients, it's probably time to go. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to quit medicine that day, but it's probably time to maybe call it quits that day, take a break. You just can't do proper care. And years ago, somebody had asked, why are doctors hating their job? I don't think doctors necessarily hate their job. I've always loved medicine. Medicine is cool. Medicine is fun. I could be on a plane, and when they go, is there a doctor? We have a medical emergency. I won't hesitate at all. I love doing what I do. I'd do it again. But there's a lot of things that really suck in medicine. And just like what you've seen in terms of politics and, you know, what we saw with the mask mandate where people took it out on each other and they took out these ridiculous rules that the lockdown and mask mandates had. They took it out on employees. People will take things out on who they can if they don't have a proper grip on reality and a good mental health. And so when doctors got very frustrated with Obamacare, with the lack of reimbursement, the electronic records, all the other BS, the lawsuits, you know, it started to make the patient the focus of, you know, or the victim of doctors' anger. Now, a good doctor would not blame the patient for everything going on. But I'm going to be honest with you. When a doctor gets sued and it's a frivolous lawsuit and he tells other doctors without violating HIPAA why he got sued, even though you would think that it would be the lawyers that would get the ire, you know, of everybody listening to the story, it's, oh, okay. Well, then I guess we got to be careful of those patients. And so when somebody gets sued, all of a sudden now all the patients are treated differently. Well, you could turn around and sue me. You could turn around and do this. You could turn around and do that. You know, we had lollipops for the kids. I used to see kids as a family doctor. You saw everybody. And one of the kids took a lollipop. Everything never had an issue with these lollipops. Well-known source, right? Kid starts having a rash a couple days later. Mom believes it's the lollipop. Now, whether she thought, yeah, whether it was a lollipop or not, we didn't think it was, but wow. I want the name of the company. I want this. I want this. I mean, almost like, you know, she wanted to sue. We gave her all the information she wanted. Turned out it wasn't the lollipop, but we stopped giving out lollipops. No more lollipops. That was it. Somebody stole all the KY in our patient rooms. So we kind of eventually stopped using KY for pap smears anyway. But now everything's hidden. Band-Aids. We used to always have Band-Aids in the room. Because if somebody was bleeding, they could go grab a Band-Aid. Well, people were stealing it. So now we not keeping the Band-Aids in the room, especially when Band-Aids doubled in cost after Obamacare too and the recession. So, you know, they unfortunately, one patient could ruin it for the rest of them. So what? Number one, if you have a doctor that's grumpy, if you have a doctor that's resentful, you got to find somebody else. That doctor should not be practicing that day, at least, and doesn't need to be your doctor. But there are certain things that patients do that might tick off the doctor. Not paying your bill, or even attempting, or trying to work something out. I had patients where it was just, nope, I'm not paying you. I don't have to. Like, well, you have a deductible. You do. You still have to see me for free. Okay, I will. I mean, I'll give you the best care, but we're probably not going to see you much longer because we got to pay for our staff. You know, so rather than giving a middle finger, you know, when it comes to, your time isn't worth anything, your staff, show that you're at least making an effort or at least talking to the billing company saying, look, I can't pay now, but at least show you care. When I had patients that say, look, we can't pay our bills right now, I totally understood. Thank you for telling us, that it's an issue. But blowing things off, we had what really made me mad. This ticked me off. The patient that grabbed my boobs, the touching my boobs really bothered me. And there was another patient that would smack my butt, kept patting my butt. Okay, don't be doing that. That really made me mad. Don't be touching the doctor inappropriately. That's ridiculous. Or my staff. Really ridiculous. But one thing that made me mad is we got a returned letter saying that this woman that was a longtime patient of ours was deceased. It was a returned bill. And it said, patient is deceased. Well, me and the staff cried. Husband comes into work because he also worked the same office. What's going on? Because so-and-so died. No. And I mean, we told patients, I was crying still going to bed. I go, I'm so sorry. I just heard that one of my longtime patients died and she was young and I can't get a hold of the family. So I don't know what happened, but oh my gosh. So anyway, bad, bad day for us. Really bad day. 2.5-3 weeks later, she walks in. Just mock it. And I go, you were dead. We were told you were dead. The whole staff thought they saw a ghost. Oh my gosh. What? She's like, what do you mean? We got return mail on a bill saying you were, my husband does that to all our bills. So they stopped sending us bills. Oh my God. Okay. That ticked me off. What the husband did. A husband was still a patient of mine. I don't mind. But come on, really? Really? So, there's, threatening to sue. If you don't do this right, I'm going to sue. Then you know what? I want you to be comfortable with the care. I'm going to transfer your care to another doctor. Hey, I mean, if you're like, my whole family are lawyers. The one thing about medicine right now is doctors are so overwhelmed that they just don't need the extra hassle. They'll save your life. But if you are going to be, constantly threatening them or, causing havoc or messing with their staff, that's an issue. But you're just asking simple questions. You just have simple, you have every right as a patient to ask questions and want to get the proper care. So, luckily, there's still a choice of doctors you could have. But telemedicine, if you don't like the doctor you got, I know it's not easy because you're not there in person with them. Doctors have to connect with you a little bit better when you're in the same room. But you're not the only one feeling that way sometimes. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Brian Butler, a former Mar-a-Lago worker referenced as Trump employee number 5 in the classified documents indictment of Donald Trump, talked to CNN recently how he unwittingly helped move classified documents from Mar-a-Lago onto Trump's private plane. The Iranian-backed Houthis fired 2 anti-ship ballistic missiles from Houthi-controlled areas into the Red Sea toward a merchant vessel. In retaliation to those strikes, the United States Central Command conducted 6 self-defense strikes, destroying an unmanned underwater vessel and 18 anti-ship missiles. John Barnett, a former Boeing employee and whistleblower, was found dead in a hotel room of an alleged self-inflicted gunshot wound. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So mother-in-law, daughter-in-law issues, oh, I get, not easy. The in-laws can be some of the biggest sources of stress for any family. Well, we got bigger fish to fry out there, but this has made news. This has gone viral. So I want to tell you about this little issue between a mother-in-law and her daughter-in-law. This is on Reddit. I think SimpleBan9096 posted the situation online. And it has to do with a grandma that at the last minute had to watch the grandchildren for multiple days because her son and daughter-in-law had to go to a wedding in Mexico. Seemed like a long time to watch the kids. But she said, you know what? I'll step up. And what she did was she was actually invited to a birthday party at Epcot, one of the four main theme parks at Walt Disney World Resort. So she wanted to go. So she took the kids to Epcot or Disney World. So you would think, okay, well, but she must be Grandma of the Year. Let's give this grandma a medal, taking the kids last minute, the grandkids last minute, and then, you know, paying to take them to Disney World with how expensive that is. Well, the daughter-in-law was ticked. She was ticked because she was never asked. Well, and so now she wants an apology. I mean, honestly, with everything going on right now in the world, this is something that made news. But it's really kind of interesting. And it talks about, you know, so a grandmother took her children to Walt Disney World for their first visit. And after she was unexpectedly forced to babysit the kids, Reddit user SimpleBand9096 revealed the situation on the AITA, I am the, quote, a-hole subreddit post. For taking my grandchildren to Disney for the first time without their mother and refusing to apologize when confronted. Fox News Digital reported this. And the woman doesn't live far from Disney World. The woman asked her son. The woman said, I recently babysat my grandkids. The kids are only 5 years old and 4 years old. I had to watch them for 4 nights and 5 days. I can't even be around my kids for 4 minutes and 5 minutes, right? Okay. Son, wife had to run to a wedding in Mexico. And then they went on vacation. Initially, the woman said she didn't want to babysit the grandkids for that long and told her son and daughter-in-law that she was uncomfortable doing so. It seemed like a long time to watch the kids. And she was point blank told me that the woman's family is more important than the man's. So I was irritated I was being asked to babysit the kids. Yet the daughter-in-law's mother was not asked to. That's interesting. But she changed her mind, agreed to babysit the kids. The son became emotional. And she said she felt they were being manipulative. But while the kids were with her, she went to this birthday party she was invited to at Epcot. Did it occur to me to run it by my son or daughter-in-law as I had the kids for an extended period of time? Obviously, they knew they would be going wherever I went. Now, she said in the past, the woman's daughter-in-law said she planned on taking the kids on a multi-day trip with Walt Disney World and never made me aware it was something super special to her. So the mom is upset that she didn't get to spend their first Disney World trip with her. In follow-up comment, she said she lives about 2 hours from the park, and they didn't even need to stay overnight in a hotel. When son and daughter-in-law got back from the trip, they did not take the news of the trip very well. The daughter-in-law was furious, burst into tears. She said, I stole one of her kids first and called me entitled. Now, the grandma said, I didn't react well to being called entitled when she was the one who demanded babysitting. My son asked me to apologize as she was distraught over missing their first Disney trip. But I declined and told them to get out of the house. Well, she said I told them to leave. Okay, if I was a mother-in-law, I'd be like, get the hell out. The son later asked for an apology. Grandma declined. You know, and so, you know, this is obviously something that kind of, and even though who cares, it's Disneyland, it's a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, grumpy. But there's a lot going on here. And I think a lot of this represents, many of us that listen to the story are like, okay, I went through something like that with my in-laws. Or so one thing that's new that a lot of us Gen Xers and baby boomers might not realize is parents that are millennials and now Gen Zs, they document everything. I don't remember my kids' first time in Disneyland. I took them. I don't know where the pictures are. No big deal. But there's a lot of pressure on these younger generations to have documentation of pictures of everything. Now, I think it's really cool for any child of a millennial or Gen Z, which is now Generation Alpha and Generation Beta, to have this sort of evidence of their childhood, their baby naming or their gender reveal party, all that. I mean, I, you know, it's amazing. I, you know, when my kids ask me for pictures when they were babies, I don't have a lot of them. I don't know where the cameras are, the computers I uploaded them onto, the drives crashed. I just don't have a lot of that. I got their school pictures, which nobody likes their school pictures. And so there is, in the parents' defense, there's a lot of pressure on them to capture these kids first and to share it with them. And I have to give kudos to the parents for actually caring that much about their kids to want to share that. On the flip side, if they really cared that much about the kids, then they wouldn't have, at the drop of the hat, left the country. Okay, you can't have it both ways. I mean, if I got stuck with kids last minute, well, I'd take them to a Disney movie or whatever. I'd take them to a movie. I might take them. I mean, I got to entertain these two kids. And then if the parents are like, but I wanted to do that, that has to be my friend. You know, for, come on. First, you're welcome. You know, for me stepping in. But the next thing is, which I see this a lot, and you guys have seen this in your families too, where you keep getting this pressure to apologize. Just apologize, Mom. Just apologize. Yeah, you just have to apologize. Just have to say it so we can move on. But I'm not sorry. What do I have to apologize for? And there's this pressure. So like the son, you could see, is trying to make everything copacetic, trying to make everything harmonious. Okay, the wife will not move on, so let me make my mom bend. And it's like, who cares? Do you really have to apologize? Let's move on. I know nowadays it's all about, well, let's apologize, let's hug it out, let's whatever. No, my family, you know, maybe sometimes we'll apologize about things, my distant family, but look, let's just move on. Let's just go forward. Let's just move forward. I don't even want to think about the past. Let's just move forward. Okay, if it comes up, we'll talk it out. But, you know, because once you start going, well, I need you to apologize for this, I need you to apologize for this, I need you to apologize, it starts getting ridiculous. For some people, they need that. They need that closure. But, you know, somebody kind of roughly at the last minute being stuck babysitting, interrupting her life, not even getting a thank you, but being yelled at. I'm on the grandma's side with this one. But, you know, the fights are different these days. The problems, the conflicts are different. Now, if my son gets married, if my sons get married and they say they want an apology, you know, for me taking the kids somewhere. I'm not good at admitting guilt when I did nothing wrong. I'm not good with that. But what I would do is I want to say, look, I want to be understood. I understand that you missed out on a first. I realize that now. And so I apologize for not contacting you when you were in Mexico. I'm not going to apologize for taking the kids because at the time I didn't know that was such a taboo thing. And if they're like, well, that wasn't a good apology, that was a crappy apology, then I'd be like, the Cattell House. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for years, I've been saying we need to secure the border, not only from a national security standpoint, but from a health standpoint, and that there are going to be infectious diseases that we might not necessarily be prepared for, might and be endemic to other areas, but not to us. Therefore, now we might start seeing them here. And I think Alejandro Mayorkas had said that one in five migrants had a medical illness. This was last year when there were just, you know, huge tents and massive groups of migrants waiting at the Texas border to come in. And we're not even counting the gotaways or the people that snuck in. Well, you know, as we've warned, and I think many communities have already seen, we have some issues. One such issue is measles. And the CDC is now deploying medical personnel to help address a measles outbreak at a migrant detention center in Illinois. Chicago Department of Public Health, according to Fox News, announced Sunday that CDC teams are going to help screen and vaccinate new arrivals to its Pilsen migrant shelter after a second case of measles was discovered at the center. Teams from Chicago Department of Public Health and healthcare partners, including Cook County Health, Rush University Medical Center, and University of Illinois Chicago, have all been on site to screen residents for symptoms and vaccination status and administer vaccines. Now, that's really, really nice, but my question is why isn't that being done at the border? This isn't on Border Patrol. This isn't on Customs. This is on Biden. Why are we doing the screening for medical illness and vaccination and all that once they've already traveled, have crossed multiple state lines, interacted with multiple people? Ellis Island, you didn't get past the wall. You didn't get onto the island if you didn't pass medical checks. That's why it was on Ellis Island, so they could contain medical issues. I'm glad the CDC is on top of it. I'm glad, you know, the Chicago public health officials are there, but this should have been done before they made it to Chicago. They say a team from the CDC is also coming to Chicago to assist with this response. So I am no mathematical genius or logistics expert, but it would seem easier to me that if you have a finite number of areas where migrants are coming in, it would be a lot easier to send the CDC to the border than to every single city that everybody went to. That's just me. So I'm glad the CDC is going to Chicago, but is the CDC going to the border? City officials are urging residents to make sure everyone in their household is vaccinated against measles and are instituting a 21-day quarantine for migrants after receiving the shot. They say the majority of Chicagoans are vaccinated against measles, therefore not at high risk. And again, if you did have your MMR, you should be okay, but we have seen cases of measles in vaccinated individuals. So we would like to know if, do we need a booster? Is it a new type of strain? Five cases reported in the Chicago area. The Department of Family, Social, and Support Services are going to provide meals for those required to stay in the shelter for quarantine. Now, in the meantime, this isn't just about Chicago. We are hearing there are 300 people possibly exposed to measles after an infected child visits a California hospital. I'm not exactly sure about the child's background or if the child was from a migrant family, but the child's visit to the healthcare facilities happened March 5th at the San Joaquin Urgent Care. They were then sent to the emergency room at UC Davis. Now, the multiple people that child was exposed to are getting tested and screened. Obviously, if you're unvaccinated, you're at higher risk. But anybody at UC Davis between noon and 5 p.m. could have been on March 5th, could have been at risk. Now, again, whether you're American or illegal immigrant or legal migrant or whatever, this is reminding us that infectious diseases, whether it's tuberculosis, whether it's multiple drug resistant tuberculosis, whether it's hepatitis, whether it's there's polio endemic, I think, to Afghanistan, whether it's, you know, we have vaccines, but now that many individuals are not trusting our vaccination protocols and programs after the whole COVID vaccine mandate debacle, which was ridiculous what they did in terms of mandating it. Now, I do fear that there's a lot of individuals who are not going to be vaccinated, or I think many of us are under immune because we got something years ago, and now we're seeing some vaccinated individuals What was it, that Disneyland outbreak? Some of the individuals that got measles were vaccinated. So, you know, we're going to have to obviously understand what's going on, who's bringing it in. Is it endemic here? And what we need to do to protect ourselves. Now, what is measles? Well, measles is caused by the rubeola virus. We spread it by respiratory droplets, coughing, sneezing, talking, and it's highly contagious. Symptoms appear 10 to 14 days after exposure. So somebody you were around 2 weeks prior. I don't remember where I was 2 days ago, let alone 2 weeks ago. Symptoms are fever, rash, dry cough, runny nose, red eye, sore throat. Koplik spots are these little white spots with red backgrounds in the inner cheek of the mouth. I can't tell you how many parents have called in saying, my kid's got pink eye, give them antibiotic eye drops. And I go, well, can we figure out the virus behind the pink eye? No, maybe it's measles. Maybe it's COVID. Maybe it's no. Just give me antibiotic eye drops. Yeah, I think doctors need to be aware that, you know, we need to be on the lookout for some of these things that we might not have seen in a very long time. Most measles cases will resolve by themselves, but sometimes you could get encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, and you could die from measles. Most of us got the MMR vaccine, the 2-dose. For the measles, mumps, rubella, we're being told that should provide 97% protection. But 97% protection, there's still that 3% chance. So the CDC has recommended vaccinations of 2 doses of measles, mumps, rubella as part of the routine immunization schedule. Traveling, there might be some different sort of recommendations. But last year, November 2022, there was a measles outbreak at a local childcare facility. Now, that did involve 4 unvaccinated children, but I think there were other kids involved. I think the number had risen to like 19. And they said 12 individuals, that 19 people involved of 12 different facilities. Now, these are things that could spread very easily, viruses especially. Bacteria need time to grow. And you can't spread bacteria, but bacteria set up shop, they divide. Viruses have a much easier time of spreading from people to people, which is why COVID did what it did, flu does what it does, Ebola, mpox. So, you know, we're really advanced from a vaccination standpoint and this country in terms of, you know, having things that could ward off viruses. But why we're not doing what we did during the Ellis Island days is beyond me. You could not get into the country from the New York standpoint without going through the process. And that is what we have to have at our border. When Biden, through executive order, reversed what Trump did with the wall, stupid. And he could do that at any time, get that back. And then where you have the openings is where you could have the very methodical screening, vetting. But right now, it's a mess. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.